Performance research. A journal of the performing arts. Diffractive co-conspiracy in queer live art production by Becky Tagman, March 2021. Pages 97 to 98. Resistance and survival. We are not yet free. We are not yet equal. But a tide of radical shifts is occurring. More and more diverse, disabled, and queer-led organizations are springing up to lead on creative initiatives and make their voices heard on their own terms and with their own activist agendas. Since Invalid 2020, a US-based disability justice performance collective whose tagline is an unashamed claim to beauty in the face of invisibility, produce provocative work that challenges paradigms of normal and sexy, offering an inclusive vision for those who do not conform to cultural notions of normal or functional. Through their manifesto, they advocate radical, diffractive, collaborative resistance. They state a commitment to social and economic justice, moving beyond individual legal rights to collective human rights. Since Invalid 2020. They put forward the following guiding principles for this diffractive response-able work. A commitment to recognizing otherness and independence, intersectionality, cross-movement organizing, and cross-disability solidarity. Leadership by those impacted, collective access, sustainability, anti-capitalist politics, and collective liberation. Since Invalid 2020. This action-oriented rhythmatic ontology provides the foundations for their radical co-conspiracy to disrupt the status quo. In November 2019, Not Your Circus Dog Collective performed their appellate named Crip Queer Cabaret and Neo-Burlesque Show Not Fucking Sorry, a co-production with Access O'Harriers at Soho Theatre London. This collaborative devised work, generated as part of an anticipatory disability research project with neurodivergent and disability and learning disabled performers, was advertised with variations of the following monologue. So, just what is that you fuckers want? You keep calling us broken. You don't know the cracks that every single one of you is giving us. The mental scars, the physical scars. We are sick and tired of being your circus dogs. It's our time now. We are not going away. And no, we are not fucking sorry. Selwyn and Tarrant, 2018, 162. Not fucking sorry commences with a raucous dance piece involving actors shaking buckets with their initials on them. Throughout the show, the audience are encouraged to decide which performer deserves support by putting green waitress charity counters into the performance bucket. As Williams, 2019 NP, explains, each time a counter was thrown, it underscored the idea that our personal behavior has a direct effect on social injustice, and the indigenous unspoken notion that some lives are worth more than others. Intercept with risque stripness and direct audience address, the performance tackled subjects from the dehumanizing paternalism that strips them of their sexuality and independence, to the shocking experiences of hate crime by three disabled victims, followed by seemingly endless list of hate crime victims, discovering 2019. Provocative from the outset, the show dare the audience to see the world from the performer's perspective and challenge them to act urgently on what they saw, increasing the visibility of everyday trauma, violence, hope, and resilience of queer creep lives through such performed disamplifications and making the perform a personal public might assist with circumventing current cis-abled heteropolitical normative paradigms and fetishization of queer, creep-lived experiences. Queer, creep performances appear to serve as effective and affirmative provocations, poignant acts of resistance and of deviant survival that evoke the emotional quality of staring by using the performance to stare back. Garland Thompson, 2000. There is a proud deviance and resistance woven into the fabric of such collectives and their performances. A pride to their activist aims, analyzing the entangled nature of queerness and disability and of invisibility that also provide insight into the tensions and opportunities in producing these radical, challenging, self-exposing works. Nonetheless, protections are needed for the us during this urgent, difficult, and emotional work, and diffractive co-conspiracy is generative tool to ease the individual burden while providing the kinds of material support required. to the process calls.